ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of King Puranjana, The Character of Kala Kanya, Part 7, Purport to Verses 21 through 30.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The great sage Narada Muni was Naishtika Brahmachari, that is, he never had sex life. Narada was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age, Jara, could not attack Narada. For the invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man, but Narada Muni was different. So, taking Narada Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time, Kala Kanya, confronted Narada with her lusty desire. It requires great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for old men what to speak of young. So those who live as brahmacharis must follow in the footsteps of the great sage Narada Muni, who never accepted the proposals of Jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted become victims of Jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing the human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of Jara very soon die in this world. The great sage Narada Muni has a spiritual body. Therefore, old age, disease, birth, and death cannot affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord, and Narada's only business is to travel all over the universe preaching God consciousness. In other words, Narada's business is to make everyone Vaishnava. Under the circumstances, there is ordinarily no need for Narada to stay in one place for more than the time he requires to preach. Since by his own free will, Narada is already traveling all over the universe, the curse of Kala Kanya is described as fortunate. And like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of Krishna in different places and in different universes. Such personalities are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. Being the most perfect Vaishnava, Sri Narada Muni is always willing to do good to others, even to one who curses him. Although Kala Kanya, the daughter of time, was refused by Narada, she was given shelter. Of course, no one could give Kala Kanya shelter, but somehow or other a Vaishnava gives shelter somewhere to such an unfortunate girl. And when Jara old age attacks, everyone dwindles and deteriorates. And so in one stroke, Narada Muni gave shelter to Kala Kanya and counteracted the ordinary karmis. If one accepts the instructions of Narada Muni, then Bhoya, the ocean of fear, can be very quickly removed by the grace of that great Vaishnava. The words Yavananam Rishabham refer to the king of the Yavanas. The Sanskrit words Yavana and Malecha apply to those who do not follow the Vedic principles. According to the Vedic principles, one should rise early in the morning, take bath, chant Hare Krishna, offer Mangala Arati to the deities, study Vedic literature, take prasad, and engage in dressing and decorating the deities. One must also collect money for the temple expenditures, or if one is a householder, he or she must go to work in accordance with the prescribed duties of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. In this way, one should live a life of spiritual understanding, and this is the Vedic way of civilization. One who does not follow all these rules and regulations is called a Yavana or Malecha. And one should not mistakenly think that these words, Yavana, Malecha, refer to a certain class of men in other countries. There is no question of limitation according to nationalism. Whether one lives in India or outside of India, he or she is called Yavana or Malecha if one does not follow the Vedic principles. One who does not actually follow hygienic principles prescribed in the Vedic rules and regulations will be subjected to many contagious diseases. However, because the students in this Krishna consciousness movement are advised to follow Vedic principles, they naturally become hygienic. If a person is Krishna conscious, one can work like a young man, even if one is 75 or 80 years old. Thus, the daughter of Kala, time, cannot overcome the Vaishnava. For instance, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami engaged in writing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was very old. Yet, he presented the most wonderful literature about the activities of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami began their spiritual lives also at a very old age, that is, after they had retired from their occupations and family lives. And yet, they presented many valuable literatures for the advancement of spiritual life. This is confirmed by Srila Srinivasa Acharya, who praised the six Goswamis of Vrindavan in his prayer. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sad Dharma Krangstapakao Lokanang Hitakarina Tribhuvane Manyao Charanyakarao Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanandena Mattalikao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao. I offer respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are all very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Thus, jara, the effect of old age, does not harass a devotee. This is because the devotee follows the instructions and determination of Narada Muni. All devotees are in the disciplic succession stemming from Narada Muni because they worship the deity according to Narada Muni's direction, namely Narada Pancharatra or the Pancharatrika Vidhi. A devotee follows these principles of Pancharatrika Vidhi as well as Bhagavat Vidhi.
Bhagavat Vidhi includes preaching work, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Pancharatrika Vidhi includes Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Because a devotee rigidly follows the instructions of Narada Muni, he or she has no fear of old age, disease, or death. Apparently, a devotee may grow old, but one is not subjected to the symptoms of defeat experienced by the common man in old age. Consequently, old age does not make the devotee fearful of death, as a common man is fearful of death.
When jara, old age, takes shelter of a devotee, kalakanya diminishes the devotee's fear. A devotee knows that after death, one is going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he or she has no fear of death. Thus, instead of depressing a devotee, advanced age helps the devotee to become fearless and thus happy. It is herein stated that one should strictly follow the scriptures if one actually wants an auspicious life. The same is explained by Krishna in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. Ya shastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kama karatah na sa siddhim avapnoti na sukam na parang gatim. One who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to one's own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. One who does not strictly follow the terms of the Vedic injunctions never attains success in life or happiness. And what to speak of going home, back to Godhead? There is a Shastric injunction which holds that a householder, a Kshatriya, or an administrative head should not refuse to accept a woman if she voluntarily requests to become one's wife. Since Kalakanya, the daughter of time, was deputed by Narada Muni to offer herself to Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas could not refuse her. All transactions must be performed in light of the Shastric injunctions. The Shastric injunctions are confirmed by great sages like Narada Muni. As stated by Narottama Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. One should follow the principles of saintly persons, the scriptures, and the spiritual master. In this way, one is sure to attain success in life.
Kalakanya, the daughter of time, presented herself before the king of the Yavanas precisely in terms of sadhu, shastra, and guru. Thus, there was no reason not to accept her.
Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas, could also refuse to accept Kalakanya, the daughter of time, but Yavanaraj considered the request due to the order of Narada Muni. Thus, Yavanaraj accepted Kalakanya in a different way. In other words, the injunctions of Narada Muni, or the path of devotional service, can be accepted by anyone within the three worlds, and certainly by the king of the Yavanas. And it was Lord Chaitanya himself who requested everyone to preach the cult of Bhakti Yoga all over the world, in every village and town. Preachers in this Krishna consciousness movement have actually experienced that even Yavanas and Malechas have taken to spiritual life on the strength of Narada Muni's Pancharatrika Vidhi. When mankind follows the disciplic succession, as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone throughout the world will benefit. As it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishwara Krishna, Ar Shaba Britya, Jare Jaiche Nachai, Se Taiche Kare Nritya. Actually, the supreme controller is the personality of Godhead, Krishna, and everyone is Krishna's servant. Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas, was also a servant of Krishna. Consequently, Yavanaraj wanted to execute the purpose of Krishna through the agency of Kalakanya. Although Kalakanya means invalidity or old age, Yavanaraj wanted to serve Krishna by introducing Kalakanya everywhere. Thus, a sane person, by attaining old age, will become fearful of death. Foolish people engage in material activities as if they will live forever and enjoy material advancement. But actually, there is no material advancement. Under illusion, people think that material opulence will save them. But although there has been much advancement in material science, the problems of human society, birth, death, old age, and disease are still unsolved. Nonetheless, foolish scientists are thinking that they have advanced materially. When Kalakanya, the invalidity of old age, attacks them, they become fearful of death if they are sane. And those who are insane simply do not care for death, nor do they know what is going to happen after death. They are under the wrong impression that after death there is no life, and consequently they act very irresponsibly in this life, enjoying unrestricted sense gratification. For an intelligent person, the appearance of old age is an impetus to spiritual life. People naturally fear impending death. So the king of the Yavanas tried to utilize Kalakanya for this purpose. After much consideration, the king of the Yavanas decided to make the best use of a bad bargain. Kalakanya was a bad bargain, and no one liked her. But everything can be used for the service of the Lord. Thus, the king of the Yavanas tried to utilize Kalakanya for some purpose. The purpose has already been explained. That is, Kalakanya as Jara, the invalidity of old age, can be used to arouse a sense of fear in people so that they will prepare for the next life by engaging in Krishna consciousness. The word karma vinirmitam means manufactured by fruitive activities. This entire material world, especially in these modern days, is the result of fruitive activities. Everyone is fully engaged in decorating the world with highways, motor cars, electricity, skyscrapers, industries, businesses, etc. All this appears very nice for those who are simply engaged in sense gratification and who are ignorant of spiritual identity. But, as described by Rishabhadev in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nunang pramattak kurute vikarma yad indriya pritayam aprinoti na sadhu manye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asa deha. Those without knowledge of the spirit soul are mad after materialistic activities, and they perform all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. According to Rishabhadev, such activities are actually inauspicious because they force one to accept an abominable body in the next life. Everyone can experience that although we try to keep the body in a comfortable position, still it is always giving pain and is subjected to the threefold miseries. Otherwise, why are there so many hospitals, welfare boards, and insurance establishments? Actually, in this material world, there is no happiness. People are simply engaged trying to counteract unhappiness. Yet, foolish people accept unhappiness as happiness. Therefore, the king of the Yavanas decided to attack such foolish people imperceptibly by old age, disease, and ultimately death. Of course, after death, there must be birth. Therefore, Yavanaraj thought it wise to kill all the Karmis through the agency of Kala Kanya, and thus tried to make them aware that materialistic advancement is not actually advancement, for every living entity is a spiritual being, and consequently, without spiritual advancement, the human form of life is ruined. Kala Kanya was sent by Narada Muni to Yavanaraj so that she might become his wife. But instead of accepting Kala Kanya as his wife, Yavanaraj accepted her as his sister. Those who do not follow Vedic principles are unrestricted as far as sex life is concerned. Consequently, they sometimes do not hesitate to have sex with their own sisters. In this age of Kali, there are many instances of such incest. Although Yavanaraj accepted the request of Narada Muni just to show respect to him, Yavanaraj was nonetheless thinking of illicit sex. This was due to his being the king of the Yavanas and Malechas. The word Prajvara is very significant, for it means the fever sent by Lord Vishnu. Such a fever is always set at 107 degrees. That is the temperature at which a man dies. Thus, the king of the Malechas and Yavanas requested the daughter of time, Kala Kanya, to become his sister. There was no need to ask her to become his wife, for the Yavanas and Malechas do not make distinctions as far as sex life is concerned. Thus, outwardly, one may be a sister, mother, or daughter, and still have sex. Yavanaraj's brother was Prajvara, and Kala Kanya was invalidity itself. Combined and strengthened by the soldiers of Yavanaraj, namely
non-hygienic conditions, illicit sex, and ultimately the high degree of temperature to bring on death, they would be able to smash the materialistic way of life.
In this connection, it is significant that Narada Muni was immune to the attack of jara, or invalidity, and similarly, jara, or the destructive force, cannot attack any follower of Narada Muni or a pure Vaishnava.
Recorded December 3, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kogya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Asha Omadhyana Timarandasya Jnana Anjana Chalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pangam lang hayate girin yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Gurung dina tarinam yat kripa tamaham vande parama ananda madhavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hari Haraye Namaha
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhu Sudana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.